Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. May the force be with you. Very excited about our good friend Gary Sirach joining us again. Gary is a great member of our Brain Trust, president of Sirach Financial Services, author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell, and a brand spanking new book out, The American Dream Revisited, Ordinary People, Extraordinary Results. He's our good friend Gary Sirach. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you. Hey, listen. Congratulations. A momentous event has happened this week.
Yes, it has.
Tell the audience what I'm talking about.
Okay, Cleveland Indians World Series.
The Indians are in the World Series. How long has it been? 25 years?
20 years. 19 years, 20 years. And
how long before that, though?
It was in 95 and 97.
So, yeah, but then it was like a long time before that, though, right?
Oh, yeah. It was been a really
like 30
long time.
Or, like 30 years
54.
Or something. Like
54. Yeah, it was 54.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was a whopping 3 years old. didn't remember that one. So, this has been very incredible. So I'm a baseball fan. My grandfather and I bonded over baseball when I was maybe 10 years old.
And the Cubs? What? Before we go. The Cubs aren't in yet, right?
They're not in yet. The Indians Cubs would be fighting it out.
But my point is, wouldn't that be something?
Yes.
If it was the Indians and the Cubs, what a series that would be!
It would be fun. So I have first game World Series tickets, and God forbid it goes to seven games and we don't win. I have the seventh game also. But I just decided that I'm a season ticket holder. I do it with a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And when we were doing a draft, I said, two of the most amazing games would be the first game of the World Series and the last game. So I pulled those in the draft.
So you got a basketball championship?
Yes.
And now maybe possibly – you're already champions, right?
Yes.
But tell us why this is such a big deal to you.
Well, here's the deal. My grandfather and I, when I'm a kid, how do you relate to your grandparents?
Well, you and I were kids, baseball was everything.
It was the
football
whole world.
Was the third world sport.
Totally, and my grandfather had been very successful, and he knew the owners of the Indians and the players, and he had hung out with them. And then he wasn't so successful, but when he was very successful, he had made all these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when I was a kid, 10 years old, on Saturdays we would watch the Indians. We would watch games, and we would actually go to a game once in a while. Although I don't really remember that, but I guess we did. I was pretty oblivious to all that stuff. But nonetheless, we would mostly would sit and watch Saturday afternoon baseball. And he would explain baseball to me, and I would say, Grandpa, this is really boring. And he said, no, it isn't. Watch. And so he would explain why it wasn't boring. And it wasn't boring after I finally got it. So he and I related through that. And I will tell you, Jim, and I mean this seriously, in 95, 97, when I'm at World Series games, I swear to God, my grandfather was there with me.
Oh, yeah, I believe you.
I could feel his presence.
There's no question about it. My dad and I used to live outside of Chicago, over in Lake County, Indiana. And my cousin played for St. Louis.
Oh.
Don Blasingame was
sure.
Leadoff batter,
second
baseman for the St. Louis. Well, he would call my dad up. He and my dad grew up together. My dad was older than him, but they obviously knew each other. They were first cousins. He would call my dad up and say, I got you and Jim box seats over the first base dugout. So we'd show up, and there would be our tickets, and we'd go to all these games, double headers. Did you know they used to have triple headers?
Only I've never been to a triple header, been many double headers, but no, I didn't even know they did.
But they had them. And so anyway, but this is way back, and so I'd go I've got, so my point is I can relate to your story because of my father. I mean, those are times when he and I would go to a ball game, and when I think about our time together, I think about when he taught me how to hunt or fish, or taught me how to, and we went and watched the ball game, and those were pretty cool memories.
Well, let me give you another one. When my father passed away 10 years ago, In his casket went three things, and I was in charge. He used to fly, so I put an airplane in that someone actually built for him, a model airplane. I put a pair of golf shoes in because he is an avid golfer, and I put the hat he wore to the World Series with me for the Cleveland Indians. And those are the three things that went in his casket besides him. But, you know, that was kind of, that's how deep it goes. It's really kind of fascinating.
Well, baseball, you know, and I'm sure that there's still that goes on out there among fathers and their children. I fear that it's not as much as it used to be because there's so many other things to distract people. But baseball is a great American tradition, and it's bound a lot of families together and a lot of parents and their children. And I'm glad you have those stories with your father and your grandfather. Gary Sorok and I will be right back. We're going to talk about the American Dream. Which includes baseball to some degree, right? But we got some other things to talk about. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.